Ksuba. After they got married, she lost it. His osla came with Rabbi Yosef. She came with fun of Rabbi Yosef. Oh, Malu. So he's like, she asked. So he asked, what should I do? I lost my Ksuba. So he said, Hoch Yom Rabbi Yudam Ashmuel, that do divi Rabbi Meir. This is what Rabbi Meir before said, that if you make a Ksuba less than the value, it's like a bias nus. Avrachomim oimrim, ma'ashod, mesishtoi, shtayim, v'sholishon, v'lei Ksuba. Rachomim say, you're allowed to live with your wife 2 or 3 years, even though you don't have a Ksuba. So kids, you see, even though you lost your Ksuba, it's not so gefelich. You can still stay married with her for 2 or 3 years. But Omalei Abaye, Abaye said back, I Omar Rav Nachman said though, Omar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Meir b'gzeir oisav, that no, we pass him like Rav Meir when he makes a gzeira. And here it's Rav Meir's gzeira that you have to make a ksuba at least 200, you can't make it less. And therefore, if she lost her ksuba, she's also to stay to live with her husband. And that's halacha. And the Gemara says, Yehocha, if so, zil kosav lo, that's halacha, that if you lost your ksuba, you have to write the ksuba over again. You're not allowed to live with your wife if you lost your ksuba. If she lost the ksuba. But all they have to do is just write it over again. The Gemara ki yosi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omer Reb Shimma ben Pazi, he said over the name of Rav Shimma ben Pazi, that Omer Reb Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bakapora. So Kitzur Rav Dimi said over that Rav Shimma ben Pazi said over the name of Yeshua ben Levi, in the name of Bakapora. That the machloikis we had before, Rashi says, between Reb Yehuda and Reb Yosi, Rashi says, what the Yom Reb Yehuda al peh lav tenoyu. Reb Yehuda before said that the Baal could give his wife 200 in the ksuba, and she makes a tenai as if she received 100, that's only if it's written down in the ksuba itself. But al peh, that was Reb Yehuda's swore before, that you be masna mashkosim, the rabbonin, so tenai is bottle. The rabbonin made a chizik l'divrayim, you can't make a tenai in a milsim of the rabbonin. That's what Reb Yehuda holds. And Reb Yosi before said, no, Reb Yosi said, even the tenai be al peh helps. Even the tenai for ksuba, Reb Yosi in the last brisa said, you can make a tenai al peh. So now they're saying, machlekes, when is there a machlekes? If the isha makes the tenai al peh, is it chal or not? Betchila. Only at the beginning of the chuppah. I will be safe at the end. We'll soon see it in Maskana. What it means is, if that's by the end of the bia, after the husband lives with her, then the divriya kol eidah mechelis. According to everybody, once he lived with his wife already, then she's not mechel the ksuba anymore. Then val peh for sure, a tenai could not help. And the only way you can make a tenai then, is if you write it in the ksuba itself. That's the way Rav Dimi said. Now, for Rabbi Yechanan said no, that Bein Bezu Machloikis. The Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda is by both cases, Betchila and Basoif. So the Gemara says like this, Omer Rabbi Avuha said, that Lididi Mifarshilei Minedi Rabbi Yechanan. I was told that I was explained by Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Yechanan said like this, that the Yanov Yabishua Ben Levi Loi Paginin, Lahadodi. Shno, there's no real Machloikis. Even though Rabbi Yechanan said they argue in both cases betchila masayif, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said they only argue at the beginning, not at the end, still Rabbi Yechanan said we don't really argue. Why not? Because we're talking about two different cases. My betchila to come Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. What's the case of betchila that Yeshua ben Levi said it's a machlokes? That means tchilas chupa. At the beginning of the chupa, tchilas chupa, that's where there's a machlokes. If an isha makes a tenai bar peh to take off from the money of the ksuba, is the tenai chalanat. Or my soif, what did Yeshua mean to say, but at soif there's no machlekes? Soif bia. That means after the husband lived with his wife, after they had bia, the first night of the nisuyin, then already everybody agrees she can't be meichel anymore. It doesn't mean nothing. Once they had bia, for sure, like she accepted the ksuba already, like the chi of ksuba is chal already, and now she can't be meichel, only if she writes it down in the shtar ksuba. So Saif Biya, that's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Shem, that's Rabbi Yeshua Levi meant. Now the Chikamina no, Rabbi Yechanan says, now when did I say that no, there's a machlokes both cases, Chikamina no, bein bezu machlokes, that tchilas chupa v'saif chupa. All I meant to say is that ho and ho means at the beginning and at the end. What's the beginning? The beginning of chupa. And what end do I mean? Not the end of the Biya, but the end of chupa. To he, all that is, Tchilas Biya. That's only the beginning of the Biya. So B'kitzah, there's no machlekes here. They both agree, Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi is at the time from the beginning of the chuppah until the end of the chuppah, which is the beginning of the biyah. There's a machlekes if the isha makes a tanai ba'peh to say that she already received $100 of the ksuba, is that tanai good or not? But everybody agrees that, like Rabbi Yechanan says, besayv biyah, after the husband already lived with his wife, besayv biyah, then there's no machlekes. Everybody agrees she can't be meichel anymore. For sure we say she doesn't mean to be meichel, or the chiyuv ksuba is already chal, and then she has to mamish write it down in the shtar, a real receipt. If she wants to give up the money, she has to write it down in a receipt. But pay everybody holds, then it doesn't help. So the kids are, it's coming out, really there's no machlekes. Everybody agrees, besayv biyah, that they all agree she can't be meichel anymore. Our pair doesn't help anymore. The only time there's a machlekes is before the end of the biyah. At the chuppah or at the end of the chuppah. That's the way Rav Dimi said over the Maisa. Now the Gemara says, Ki Yossi Ravin, when Ravin came though, Omri said like this, that Rav Shimon ben Pazi Yomar, Rav Yeshua ben Levi Mishum Bakapora. The same thing. Rav Dimi says that Rav Shimon ben Pazi said over there, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, the name of Bakapora, that again, the machlekes. Where is the machlekes of Rav Yehuda that says the Isha can make a tonight ba'peh? And Rav Yossi says she couldn't make a tonight ba'peh? Lip Saif. The only time there's a machlekes is at the end. Different than we had before. Avo betchila, at the beginning, divri hakla mecheles. At the beginning, everybody holds yes, the tonight does help. Even Rav Yehuda agrees that if she makes it tonight at the beginning of the chuppah, to say like as if I received $100 already, she could make such a tonight, and it comes out really all the husband knows are just $100. That's where Rav Dimi learned the machlekes. Rav Yechanan, and Rav Yechanan says no, that bein bezu machlekes. That no, even at the beginning, also there's still the machlekes. So it's a little bit different the way Rav Dimi said before. This is Ravin. So Ravin is saying over a little bit different than Rav Dimi said before. Rav Dimi before said that at the beginning is the machlekes, but at the end there's no machlekes. And Ravin is saying just the opposite, that at the beginning there's no machlekes, and the whole machlekes is only at the end. Now again, Omer Rav Avua says that Lididi, to me, Meforshi li mined Rav Yechanan, I was explained by Rav Yechanan that what is he arguing on Rabbi Shua ben Levi? He's saying like this, that Rabbi Yechanan himself said, Diyano Rabbi Shua ben Levi le pagino na dodi, we're not really arguing one on the other, even though we're saying different things, because we're not talking about the same thing. My lips soifed Yom Rabbi Shua ben Levi, where's the lips soifed Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, that there is a machlekes, it means soif chuppah. It means the end of chuppah, that's where there's a machlekes. Umay tchila, tchilas chuppah. Where does he say there's no machlekes at all? Tchilas chuppah. At the beginning of the chuppah, this is Ravin's chiddush, that at the beginning of the chuppah, everybody agrees she could make it tonight. And the only time that the machlekes is at the end of the chuppah. V'chikama no, when does Rabbi Yechanan say that bein bezu machlekes? What do I mean that both at the beginning and both at the end of something, there's still the machlekes if the isha can make it tonight by peh or not? I'll tell you what I'm talking about is tchilas biyah v'seif biyah. I'm talking about after chuppah. In other words, everybody agrees that at the beginning of the chuppah, before that, avada the isha could make a tanai ba'peh. Before she has chuppah, or even at the beginning of the chuppah, she can make a tanai that she only wants to receive 100, and as if she received already 100. Where is the machlekes? From after the chuppah onwards, zai the beginning of biyah, zai the end of biyah. There's the machlekes. So Rabbi Yehuda says an isha can't make a tanai anymore ba'peh. It's called the bimasna mashakosim with the rabbonin. The rabbonin said that the husband has a chiyuv to give his wife $200 for the ksuba, and he can't make a tanai less than that. If you make a tanai less than that, you'd be mevatel din the rabbonin, and the rabbonin made a chizik to the frame we had before that you can't do it only if you write it down as a receipt. Rabbi Yossi says no, even in a din the rabbonin, still she can make a tanai. So it comes out, there's no machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. But it comes out, it's a machlekes Rav Dimi and Ravin, exactly what did they say? Now, Omer Rav Papa, Papa says like this, Ilav the Omer Rav Avua. If it wouldn't have been for what Rav Avua said, according to both Pshatim, that Rav Avua was the one that said over, L'didimi farshalem and Rabbi Yechanan, the Anov Rabbi Shua ben Levi le'paginan, ahadodi. Ravin, Rav Avua was the one that told us this chiddush in both Lashonis, that Rav Avua said, you should know, I heard over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that we don't really argue. There's no machlokes, these amoroyim. Between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, there's no machlokes. That's the way Rabbi Avu is saying. So Rabbi Papa said, you should know, if Rabbi Avu would have not said this, Amino, I would have said better that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Levi pligi. I would have said, no, there is a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon ben Levi. There is a machlokes, it's a machlokes amoroyim. When is the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehudi? That's what I would have said. Aminon, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, pligi. Ravdimi, v'rovin, le pligi. But I would have said rather the opposite way. That Ravdimi and Rovin, those two Amoraim don't argue. My soif to come a Rovin. What does Rovin, when he said that the soif is the machlokes? He means soif chupa. Or my tchilo to come a Ravdimi. Where's the tchilo that Ravdimi said also is a machlokes? Tchilas biya. So that's what Abayev would have said. Abaye would have said rather no, that Rabbi Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yechanan do argue. The two Amoroyim do argue. And just Rovin and Ravdimi, they're saying the same thing. But now that Rabbi Avu has said not like that, like Abaye talk, if you tell me that's what Rabbi Yechanan himself told you, I can't argue on it. So Gemara says now, Umaykamashulun, if so, what does Abaye mean to tell us? Like, my nafkamina. Now that Rabbi Avu already said this over already, my nafkamina, what's the difference? My kamashman, what is he teaching us? So Mar says, ho kamashman, this is what he's teaching us. The pligi trei amiroi, a time of the nafshayu, it's always better to say, two amiroyim argue. That's normal. Rabbi Yechon could hold one shita, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi could hold another shita. That's a normal thing. Each one can have their own shita. We always have a whole shas. Is full of machlokes in amoroyim. You could always have machlokes in amoroyim. At time of the nafshoy, then it's good. Like, neither of them are saying sheker. Rabbi Yechon holds one shita, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi holds another shita. That's the whole shas is like that. For leipligi trei amoroy alibu dechad amoyra. Rather than saying two amoroyim argue, what did the other amoroyim say? In other words, the way Rabbi Avu is saying, it's a machlokes Ravdimi and Rovin, what did Rabbi Yechanan say? So that's not such a good thing to say. Because now, between Rovin and Ravdimi, one of the two is making a mistake. If two Amoroyim argue, what did the other Amoroyim say? So one of these two is making a mistake. This Amor is saying, this is the way they said it. And this one is saying, no, this is the way they said it. Well, let's see, which way did they say it? So one of the two Amoraim is making a mistake like. So that's not such a good thing to say. That's what Abaye wants to tell us. He would rather say that it's the Machlokes Amoraim themselves. Rabbi Yeshua holds, this is my Shita. And Rabbi Yechon holds, this is my Shita. That's good. Amoraim could argue one against the other. Rather than saying no. There's no, the way Rabbi Avu is saying now, there's no Machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yechon. Where is the Machlokes? Between Rabavin and Ravina. Rabavin and Ravdimi, what did those Amoraim say over? Such a bissel modna, that Amoraim now will be mechulek. What did other Amoraim say? So they're coming out, one of these two Amoraim is saying a shekel-like. They're not saying the emes. So that's what Rav Papa is teaching us. It's better to say that two Amoraim argue head-on one on the other. There's no shekel there. He holds one shita, he holds another shita. Rather than saying there are other two Amoraim arguing what the first two Amoraim saying. So it's an argument, what did they say? They can't be the opposite ways. Obviously only one is the truth. So you're coming out, one thing is wrong, it's not so good to say that way. So at the Mishnah. Noisnin lebesula shnei masachodesh. In Bizman HaGemara, they used to make erisin first, make kedushin, and then they used to wait 12 months until they made the nesuyin. So halacha is noisnin lebesula, you give a besula the girl. A besula is mashmish only, she's a nar also. That you give her 12 months, Mishetova Baal, after the Baal tells her to get ready for the Nisuyin. Let's look at Rashi, Rashi of the Chiddush. Rashi says, Nisun Lebsula, Zaman Liknisos Lechupa. We tell the girl, prepare yourself now to get ready for the Chupa. Miyoim Shetova Habal, when the husband tells her to get ready for the Chupa. Liacha Shekitcha, after the husband married her. As it was Mana Chazal, first the husband made Kedushim with his wife. And then it could be a week or 2 weeks later, he goes over with his wife and tells her, start preparing now, get your makeup, get your jewelry ready for the chuppah. Lahazira liske chuppah, lochin tachshiteho. That now you give your wife 12 months to to get ready, to get all the jewelry, all the makeup ready. That was the minik. So that's the Mishnah saying, Noistin Lepsula, the husband has to give his wife, Shnei Masa Chodesh, 12 months. Mishatova Habal, when the husband tells her to get ready for the chuppah, Lefarnes Asatzma, to take care of herself. Rashi Batach Shitin, she has to take care of herself now to get her money, to get her jewelry. And these 12 months, she still lives in her father's house, and she has to get ready with the jewelry. Now, the Mishnah says, Ukshem Shanoistin Lisha, the same way we tell the lady to prepare herself, Kach Noistin Leish, Lefarnes Asatzmoi. We also tell the man to start preparing himself now, to Lefarnes Asatzmoi. Rashi says, Betzor Chesudah V'chupa. There's man ikra din of the Gemara, the man, the chosin has to pay for the chasna. He has to pay for the suda. So we tell the chosin now, in 12 months from now, you're going to make a big chuppah, it costs a lot of money, so go prepare yourself now, make sure you're going to have the money for the suda, and you'll have the tzarcha chuppah. Uli almona, in a case where you're marrying an almona, that she already was married once, or she already has a tachshitim, or she knows what she needs, ishloshim yom. All you have to have is just 30 days. Now, the first mission holds, Higiyazman. They set upon the date 12 months from now, Rosh Chodesh Adar, that's when the chosin is supposed to make the nesuin. Supposed to take it to the chuppah. They made up a date now that in 12 months from now, Rosh Chodesh Adar, they're going to make the nesuin. And Higiyazman, it came Rosh Chodesh Adar, V'loi Nisu. And the Gemara's Madaik and the Adav Gimel, we're talking about the Adav Beis, that the husband didn't want to make the chuppah. The husband stopped it. He got chicken, or he wanted another week. He cooled off a little bit. If the law of the Mishnah Rishon holds, Oicheles Mishloi, from then on, the husband has to start feeding her. Oicheles Mishloi, she has the right teeth from the husband's pocket. V'yecheles Betruma, if the husband is a Kohen, from now on she's allowed to eat Truma. Even though Midirais to the law is, when a Kohen marries a wife, as soon as he gets married to her, she can eat Truma. But Midrabbanan though, Kozaman is only Erisin, she's at her father's house, she can't eat Truma. But here we hold, once it comes the time when the husband was supposed to make Nisluyin, and even though he didn't make it, still she's allowed to eat Truma now. This is what the Mishnah Rishonah holds. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon says, Noistin lo hakel Truma. When the husband's supposed to feed her now, if the husband's a Kohen, he has the right to feed her only Truma. Or is it cheaper for the Kohen? That's Rav Tarfon's Chiddush. If the husband wants to give her a mezonos, he could only feed a truma. Even though when she's in Nida, when she's Toma, she can't eat truma. So he could tell her, tough, I'm only giving you truma. Rabbi Akiva Raimano, nothing doing. Mach tzachun, mach tzachuma. When the husband supports his wife, if he's a kain, true, he could give a half truma. Because when she's Taira, she can eat the truma. But when she's in Nida, she can't eat the truma. So therefore, he also has to feed a chulin, she'll have what to eat when she's a Nida. Now the Mishnah says, Hayavim. In a case when one brother dies without children, and his wife falls to the second brother, is Einay Machel Betruma. Even though they're both Kahanim, the second, she's only a Bas Yisrael, so when her first husband dies, she can't eat Truma anymore. Even though she's Zokuk Yibum, until the Yavama, the Yavim makes Yibum. But before he makes the Yibum, Shemeris the Yavim can't eat Truma. And Elias Kiddush is now. Let's say, by the first husband, they had Erisin, and she was waiting, she had 6 months waiting, till they made the Nesuyin. And now the husband died, and the next 6 months, she was a Shemeres Yavim. Still, the Yavim does not feed her Truma. Even if she was 11 months by the Baal, only missing one more day, and then her first husband died, and now she's b'fnei ayavim, and yaymech b'fnei ayavim, and now even though one more day was by the shemeres yavim, still she does not eat truma. Chiddush is the shemeres yavim, the yavim, calls the man, he doesn't marry her, but make a yibum, it's not really his wife, it's his brother's wife, he doesn't have, she can't eat truma, or he doesn't have to support her yet. Oy kulam b'fnei ayavim, or else the chiddush is even now 12 months, kamat she's a shemeres yavim. Chosu yemecher, excluding one day, b'fnei abal, only one day she's still from the husbands, is a locher is ein achelos betruma. She does not eat truma. The Gemara will explain what the chedushim of all these cases are. But that's the chiddush here though, that when an isha, when a husband dies, even though the brother has to be miyavim her, and a year goes by and the yavim doesn't make yibum yet, and there's a shemeres yavim the whole time, there's no halacha that she eats truma because of the yavim. Only when the Yavim marries her, makes the Yibum, then it's his wife, then she eats Truma. But before the Yavim makes a Maisa Yibum, Shemeres Yavim alone, the Zika is not enough to let her eat Truma. It's not called Kinyin, Kasper of the Kohen yet. Now, the Mishnah itself says, Zu Mishnah Rishoyna. This is the halacha of the first Mishnah. In other words, this is where the Tanoim at first held. First, they held this takana that when a wife waited the 12 months, and now the husband didn't want to make the Nisuyin, he has to feed her, and if he's a kohen, she could eat truma. But Beis Din Shel Achrayim Amru, afterwards, the later generation, the next door, the Beis Din Shel Achrayim, the next Beis Din decided, no, Amru, they said, halacha, and this is the halacha, the Maisa, that ain't